For older kids, question corner. Responses are intended for help and perspective, not as pronouncements of church doctrine. It seems like I hear swear words almost everywhere I go. I know these words are not good, but what can I do to keep from hearing them? You can't control what other people say, but you can let them know when you don't like their choice of words. Standing up for what you know is right might be hard, but other people are probably bothered by the swear words too. By letting people know you don't want to hear bad language, you are not only speaking up for yourself, you might also be speaking up for other people around you.
There is a boy at school who found out I don't swear. The day he found out, he made a game out of trying to get me to say bad words. But I didn't swear the whole day at all. Today, it's still kind of a game, and I'm winning. He'll say something to try to get me to swear, but I'll say something funny back, and everybody will laugh. He's not offended, and I'm not swearing. It works for everybody. Eden S., age 11, New South Wales, Australia.
When a commercial came on the radio that started saying the Lord's name in vain, my mom turned the station as quickly as she could. It bothered us a lot that they would use the Lord's name in that way. We wrote a letter to the advertiser telling them we were offended about how they used the Lord's name. They wrote back and apologized. Within a few days, the commercial was changed. Gavin Z., age 7, California.
When my friend was playing at my house, he started to say some words that weren't very nice. I told him that we don't say bad words in our home. He started to say some words that weren't very nice. I told him that we don't say bad words in our home. He stopped saying them. Micah H., age 6, Utah.
Sometimes other kids on the bus use bad language. I cover my ears and replace the bad words with a primary song. I know Jesus is happy when I don't listen to bad things. Raina K., age 9, Texas. Next question. I feel like everyone in my family is good at something except me. How do I find something I'm good at? Do you have some advice about this? Send us your answer and photo by April 30th, 2012. Find our address on page 48 or email us at friend@ldschurch.org. Put question corner in the subject line. Remember to include a parent's permission.
Sidebar. I will use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ reverently. I will not swear or use crude words. My Gospel Standards. End of Question Corner.
A Piece of the Temple by Annie Beer, based on a true story. I will live now to be worthy to go to the temple and do my part to have an eternal family. My Gospel Standards.
Are you girls excited to see the temple?
Mom asked as she, Natalie, and Stephanie drove to the Detroit, Michigan temple site. Yes, the sisters said.
Is it true they're putting the marble on the walls right now?
Natalie asked.
I think so,
Mom said.
I can't wait until it's done, Stephanie said. It's going to be so pretty.
The girls were going to a special activity day. They were visiting the new temple while it was still under construction. When they got to the temple site, they met their group of girls and their leader, Sister Jones. Walking around the construction site, Sister Jones told stories of the Kirtland and Nauvoo temples and the early Latter-day Saints. They built temples and then were run out of their towns. They had to leave behind the beautiful buildings they had spent so long making, Sister Jones said. We are blessed to have the temples that we do today, and to now have a temple so close to us. Natalie looked at the temple and imagined what it would be like to have to leave it after working so hard to build it. It made her sad. Do any of you know what blessings the temple gives us? Sister Jones asked. Kelsey raised her hand. My family was sealed in the temple. That's right. People are married and sealed together in the temple so their families can be together forever. What other blessings are there?
Baptisms for the dead,
Natalie said.
That's when people are baptized for people who aren't alive anymore, so they can choose to be members of the church if they want.
Very good, Sister Jones said. Those are just some of the blessings we can receive in the temple. Natalie was excited to do baptisms for the dead when she turned 12. On her own baptism day, she felt clean and peaceful, and she wanted to share that feeling with others. Natalie felt important knowing she could do something to help people who had passed away. I have a gift for each of you, Sister Jones said. She opened a bag and pulled out a piece of white stone. This is a piece of the same marble they are using to make the temple. I got special permission to give each of you one piece. Sister Jones handed out the pieces of marble. I want you to keep your marble in a special place to remind you of the temple and the blessings that the temple gives us. Can you do that? Yes, the girls said. I also want to challenge you to make goals to be worthy to enter the temple to do baptisms when you are 12, and to be married in the temple when you are older. The temple is a special place, and I want each of you to be a part of it, Sister Jones said. Natalie held her piece of marble tightly. It was white and beautiful and reminded her of being clean. She knew she wanted to be worthy to go inside the temple someday.
I promise to remember the temple. I will go inside someday, she said to herself.
As she held the marble close to her heart, it felt like she was holding a piece of the temple there as well.
Sidebar. Every time I visit the temple grounds with my mom and dad, I feel the spirit so much that I can't explain it with words or writing. I have visited two temples, the Preston, England Temple and the London, England Temple. Even though I don't remember every time I went, my parents tell me stories from when I was a baby. I love the temple. Thomas H., age 9, Ireland.
End of the story, A Piece of the Temple.
End of the section for older kids.